up in Boston, the men's march to abolish abortion, a rally for personhood. The men have come out in force. Law enforcement is here, keeping the peace, but who's keeping the real peace is the Blessed Mother and all the saints.
I don't know. I've heard they're here every year.
It's kind of embarrassing to be dressed like that.
Pro-choice clown group. Who knows?
So here you see the two sides pretty clearly. The men's march, peacefully and prayerfully marching forward. And then you have a bunch of noisy clowns over here that are in favor of abortion.
Keep it on me. Ignore them.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please are forming a safety line. St. Michael,
pray for us.
What was it like last year?
Oh, it was like the entire city had turned out against us. They were fresh off the presidential election loss also, so they were very whipped up. Like, it seems like they're thinning out. People aren't waking up. They're losing. Everybody can see their ideas are losing. We're in a holy war, whether we like it or not, whether we admit it or not. It's only through Christ that we can find the weapons to fight and win this war. They're on the ropes. They're scared. They're terrified. They know they're losing. They know they can't make an argument that can win. They know that we're on the side of good and they're on the side of death. This is a war. It is a war against the enemies of human life, the enemies of human flourishing. They can't win. They can never win. They can't. All they can do is destroy. That's why they're rattled and that's why they're scared.
Bizarre. So there's one random pro board up front here. Antifa showed up literally at the very end of the march here. This one has devil horns on her head.
We have to remember that first and foremost, abortion is not a human rights issue. Abortion is not a civil rights issue. But first and foremost, it's an abomination against God. We are mass murdering His children, His babies, the most innocent.
St. Teresa of the Child Jesus said, quote, I should like to accomplish the most heroic deeds. The spirit of the Crusader burns within me, and I long to die on the field of battle in defense of the Holy Church, end quote. So let's be like St. Teresa of the Child Jesus. Let us not say later today, see you next year. Instead, Let us say, how can we do this every month? How can we do this every week and every day?
As men, we have a solemn duty to protect women and children. Never before has there been such an assault on innocent human life. Therefore, never before has there been a greater need and more urgent call for good people of conscience to speak up for the voiceless victims and take decisive actions for their inalienable human rights to be fully protected as persons under the Constitution. This is our sacred mission. It comes from heaven. May God bless you in all of your efforts. May Christ our King grant in his goodness that we might be courageous in our shared work to rescue the innocent, secure constitutional personhood rights, and to totally abolish the slaughter of the Lord's children. So help us, God. Viva Cristo Rey. God bless you.